My face. Yeah, speakers, 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 speakers. I can still hear them. There we go. We don't hear them anymore. Now we're ready to go. All right, so we're going to do, everybody stand up, and we're going to do the solid rock first. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ my solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ my solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Verse 3. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. We're going to offer up the next song that's on here. Victory in Jesus. Remain standing, please. I heard an old, old story, how my Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory. Chorus again now. Beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. One more stand-up song. My tribute, how can I say thanks for the things you have done? How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. with his power. He has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Just let me live my life. Let it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And should I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Y'all may be seated. Don't see Danny anywhere, so he may be here in a few seconds. All right, things that might be in the bulletin that you need to be aware of. The women will be having a special Saturday morning at 10, this coming Saturday morning, and it will be down in the elementary building. If you say, I don't know how to get there, ask around, women. And some of you men, you need to turn to your wife and say, are you planning on going? Because I want you to know something is happening here in the midst of the women. Started there, it's beginning to happen in the midst of the men. And some of y'all have been aware of that. If you've been in the services, you've seen women come down and fill up this area, and men are beginning to come down and fill up this area, and we're praying for what God is getting ready to do. And if you're not praying for what God's getting ready to do, then don't be surprised when you don't get to be involved very much in it. You want to be involved, right? Amen. So we want to be aware of that. That's this Saturday. The women will be having that there. This coming Sunday evening will be our annual business meeting. You need to be here so that you can hear about where we are financially. You need to be here so that we'll be sharing some of the things that we've heard about that are in the dreams and visions and hopes and solutions and concerns. Things that need to be looked into, things that the church, the body itself, is going to have to yearn for those things to happen. So we need to be aware of that. Some of those will be shared about. Won't be a long, we never have a long business meeting. It's more of a celebration than anything else. And we do need to know what we're looking at for the year yet to be. Amen? So that will be that then. And then the first Sunday in August, we have a special one service that morning. And it will be Craig Abler. Those of you that remember Craig, he will be here. And then we're going to have you need to come up here and lead us in prayer, because we haven't had prayer yet. And so we will have a special potluck meal after we have that service that day. So everybody needs to be here, because I'm going to tell you something. We have some really great potluck cooks. And you all need to come and be able to enjoy some of that potluck meal that we'll have after that. And I'm going to tell them to cook up plenty so that you all can make sure that you can get plenty to eat that day. I understand some of you like chicken fried steak. I don't know who I'm going to get to do that, but I'll bet you I can find somebody. Some of y'all like fried chicken. I'm not sure I can get to do that, but I'll guarantee you this preacher loves fried chicken. So think about the potluck, and then think about being here on that particular Sunday. That's the first Sunday in August. Sir, if you'll lead us in prayer, then we'll get on with the rest of the service.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to gather here tonight, Lord. We are your people. Yes, we are a people. And I thank you, Lord, that we are a people that live by faith. We walk, Father God, in your power and your might as your people. We thank you for the gathering tonight, Lord. There's many things to pray about. We lift up Liberty Academy.
Yes.
We lift up Liberty Baptist Church.
Yes.
Wisdom all of those who have a position that needs to have wisdom in order to hear from you, to pass it on to the people, and see what you are willing to do. Step out, and we will wait on your timing.
Yes, Father.
Because your timing is the right timing.
Yes, it is.
Father, tonight, thank you. We thank you, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we want to add Don Crosby to that prayer, because this coming Friday, he's going to have a thing done. I'm having a thing done tomorrow. We need to thank God that he walks every step with us. And I don't know what you're walking through, but if you're going into the valley, he's going to make sure you get to the other side. God has never been unable to walk it out with you. We're going to do Behold the Lamb. Let's all stand as we offer up this song.
Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world. For sinners crucified. Oh, holy sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb. Round Him. Round Him. Worthy is our Lamb. Praise Him. Just praise Him. Heaven and earth resound. Of the world, for sinners crucified, oh holy sacrifice, behold the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb.
One more song. We have come into your house and gathered in your name. Let's offer this up.
We have come into your house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into your house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into your house and gathered in your name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, we worship you, your Jesus Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, we worship you, your Jesus Christ our Lord. One more verse and then we're on with the blood covenant. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship you. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship you. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, we worship you, your Jesus Christ our Lord.
Y'all may be seated. If you'll notice this cross over here, it has a bunch of things that have been tacked onto it. Some places it's difficult to nail a tack or get a tack in there. Other places not so much. What you can't see, you're going to have to come closer and look up here after a while, is this cloth that has been wrapped around it has a whole lot of things nailed to it. Because we're going to be looking at what happened when Jesus was on the cross tonight. We want to know that every victory we need to receive was taken care of at the cross. It's not something that was waiting for me to finally get into a better place. Although I do need to be willing for God to move me into a better place. Sometimes that better place starts off being lower than what I have been used to. And I want to know that when he was on the cross, that he was accomplishing a marvelous thing for me. So tonight we're going to look at a scripture. If I can get this to go back to all... Ooh, you're not going to let me do that. And I'm so disappointed that you didn't like me doing that. So now I'm going to have to look it up. Let's see, for this purpose. It's going to be in Peter, I believe. It's in John. 1 John, the third chapter. And we're going to start with verse 1 of 1 John, the third chapter. If we could put it up there in the ESV, the English Standard, it's much prettier and easier to understand in the English Standard. So if you don't mind, we're going to go and look at it that. 1 John chapter 3, there it is. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. And if you don't know how much God has loved you, you need to be aware of that. He has loved you with an amazing love. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called, children of God. And so we are. And the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not and does not know Him. Do we really know Him? Do we know Him well enough to have confidence in Him? Verse 2, Beloved, we are God's children, sons and daughters. Anybody want to say amen? Amen. And what we will be has not yet appeared. What we currently are, and the way we lack in so many ways, that appears all the time. But are we living by our lack? Or are we living according to what we will be? What we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He, Jesus, appears, that we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. What is that going to be? Full of glory. Now the disciples, for a few moments on top of the Mount of Transfiguration, saw Jesus full of His glory. Just for a few moments. When we see Him, we're going to be totally changed. Because it says we shall be like Him, we shall be changed. Verse 3 says, And everyone who has this hope that we're going to be like Him, we're going to be every whit like Him, everyone who has this hope in Jesus purifies himself as He, Jesus, is pure. Do you have hope in Jesus tonight? Because that's what the blood covenant is all about. Having hope in Jesus. And then we're going to go on from there because we have to get through at least verse 8. And in verse 4 says, And everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practice lawlessness, for sin is lawlessness. Now we want to know that at times it looks like that's all we do. But if I have been born again, I don't like the fact that that's what it looks like. Are you with me tonight? And you know that He appeared in order to take away sins. So if it looks like I'm a sinner, I'm not happy with that. We should none of us be happy with the fact it looks like that we might be a sinner. And in Him there is no sin. Verse 6 says, No one who abides in Him can keep on sinning. Do you see that up there? No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. Though it may look like I have some tremendous sin habits. That is being taken care of. For whenever I see Him, I'm going to be like He is, pure. Amen? Are y'all with me? And so we see that. keeps on sinning, and no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or knows him. Little children, verse 7, let no one deceive you. Whosoever practices righteousness, how do I get righteousness? I practice my part in the blood covenant by believing. Do you remember what it said? In Genesis, the 15th chapter, it says that God came to Abraham and was making promises to him, and that Abraham believed, he practiced righteousness, he believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Are you ready to believe tonight? Somebody say amen. Good. And we want to do one more verse. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. So where did sin start? It didn't start with mankind. It started with the... Somebody say it louder. Everybody say it a little bit louder. If they're not saying it loud enough behind you, it's because they're back row Baptist. You all should say it louder down here at the front so they can hear you. And it says here that it says, little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. We have a sin problem because the devil deceived and took Adam and Eve into sin. Now then, since the beginning, but what we're getting to is this one portion of this scripture. Look up here and read this. The reason the Son of God appeared. And he appeared to go to the cross. He's not going back to the cross again. Are you with me? The reason he appeared was to destroy the works. Is the work of the devil affecting you in some way? Do you feel like, my life has just gotten turned upside down and I don't know what's going on and I feel like it's not right? I want you to know something. Then you need to bring something up here after a while. You don't even have to sign it. You can take one of these little things right here. You can put your fingerprints all over it. You can take I have a bunch of these little thumbtacks up here, and you can pin it on the cross. What was Jesus doing while he was on the cross? Let me find it again. This is the reason the Son of God appeared, was to destroy the works of the devil. Whatever the devil is working, Jesus took care of it at the cross. Amen? And that's why we're here tonight, is to do our part in the blood covenant so we can say, I am like Abraham, I'm believing, and it's being counted to me for righteousness. And I'm going to be led by the Spirit. I'm going to find God brings all of his hopes and plans and blessings promises into play for me because I am practicing righteousness. So when you're a part of the blood covenant, you're practicing righteousness. Are you all ready to do that this evening? Somebody say amen. Amen. Good. So we're going to play a little bit of music. I thank you, Paul, for doing that for us so that we can come a row at a time and y'all can come up here. We have the grape juice on this side over here, grape juice, and it's hermetically sealed. We have the unleavened bread and the wine on the other side, one row at a time from the front to the back. Stand up and let's come down right now. Practicing, come on, you're practicing righteousness. Well, I thought I practiced righteousness when I stopped smoking. No. Practice righteousness when you believe. And you can only do this tonight because you believe. Sean, next time you're here and we're doing this, I want you to play on the drums. Okay? Did you get both of them? Good, that's good. What are you doing tonight? You're practicing. What is it you're practicing? Say the word. Say it again. Say it louder. You're practicing righteousness, believing.
Everybody has one now. I'm seeing everybody shuffling and getting back to their spots. So in 1 Corinthians, this is Paul writing to the Corinthian church. And I think it's important for us to remember who the Corinthians are. I know most of you have probably heard this before, but it's still important that we stop and remember. The Corinthians had a lot of problems, a lot of sin problems. And you can just read through the book and find some very shocking things. It's not just like little tiny white lie sins. It's big issues that were going on in the church. And this is what Paul is writing to them here. And I take a lot of encouragement from that. Because sometimes people look at me, and I've gotten, since I was a young kid, my parents were nice and good, and they raised us up well, and so my parents would hear all sorts of like, oh, your kids are just like so wonderful, and it's easy to get that, but at the same time, I know my own heart. And I have way too much sin. Way too much. And the truth of the matter is, we all do. Because we've talked about this bread. It's bread without leaven. It's bread without sin. Because the leaven is used as an example of sin constantly throughout the Bible. That's not us. This can never be us. And I love my daughter, and she's still tiny and little, and she hasn't gotten to that point yet, but this isn't going to be her either. That's just the truth of the matter. We are broken, and we are sinful, and we deserve justice brought against us. And that's a very scary thought, because I don't want what justice demands of me. But thank the Lord that our God is not just a God of justice, but of great mercy. And he came and he died on the cross, taking all of our burdens that we might have a relationship with him. No matter how much sin has been done in our life, it's not bigger than God. Not a single one of us, not even all of us combined, is bigger than the justice and mercy that God had for us. So in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread."
Hallelujah.
"And when he had given thanks," and I truly believe this, that he was thinking of us.
Amen.
Not just you and me, but all those who have come before us and all those who are going to come after us, and even the ones who have rejected his free offer of grace. He was thinking of them, and he was thanking the Lord for us. And he broke that bread, and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after that same manner, he also took the cup, And when he had supped of it, he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes again. If you guys would bow your heads with me. Lord, we thank you for being a God who is too good to us. That you look down upon us, and as we were your enemies and we sinned against you and against your creation and against your children, you looked on us with pity and with love and with mercy. And Lord, we thank you that you are such a good God to be that to us. And Lord, as we partake of this tonight and we remind ourselves of the great grace and mercy that your sacrifice, that your body that was broken and your blood that was shed has brought to us, I want to ask that you would remind us of this constantly, day in and day out. Just as often as we are hungry and thirsty, let us be reminded that we are in greater need for your grace, day in and day out. And then, Lord, let us be able to praise you and rejoice as your grace is always sufficient. Lord, thank you for being such a good God. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Remain right there. So tonight we've partook, or we staked our claim in our relationship with God because of the blood covenant. But tonight we have practiced what?
Righteousness.
Come on. We have practiced righteousness. Yeah, we practiced righteousness tonight. You're going to hear a lot of people that are going to be, you'll be able to tell by the look on their face. Or by the fact that they do like this. And you'll say, "What have I done?" Well, they're going to be all too glad to be able to tell you, but I want to tell you something. No matter what you've been condemned by, when you practice righteousness, believing in Jesus and what he has accomplished at the cross and what that is going to do in our lives right now, then you don't have to worry anymore about the fact that you have the effects and the appearances of sin about you. Jesus is our righteousness. Amen. And we have practiced righteousness tonight. Let's all stand, and we're going to offer up Amazing Grace, and we'll sing the first verse and then the verse about the Lord has promised good. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. The Lord has promised. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures. When sin convicts you and makes you feel like I can't possibly be a believer, and you hear that voice saying, "You're not anybody. You know what you've done." You need to say, "But I believe." And you need to practice righteousness. That's how we practice. Believing in Jesus. Father, thank you for those that have gathered tonight. Thank you for those that are coming, believing in things that are yet to be. May we all be infected with this pestilence, believing in good things yet to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next time.